I can make more money if I've...
So the big question is, what are top agents doing to absolutely crush it in real estate? To get the answers, we interview the top real estate agents to learn their secrets to success. If you would like one-on-one access to over 26 of the top agents in the country to help you scale your business, then head over to eliteagentsecrets.com/partner, or you can just click the link in the description below. My name is Andrew Dunn.
And my name is Peter Michael. Welcome to Elite Agent Secrets.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Elite Agent Secrets show. Today we are joined by Alison Ma, who has been in real estate for 6 years as an individual agent for Keller Williams in Milwaukee. In 2021, she sold 45 homes and 12 million in volume, and in 2020 she did 48 homes with 11.8 million in volume. So you heard that right. She is doing less transactions but more price point, which is something we might be talking about today. Hint, hint. So prior to this, she was working in title for 5 years, and today we are going to be talking about setting boundaries, working your sphere, and staying authentic. Alison, thank you for agreeing to come on the show, share some of your secrets to success. How are you doing?
Of course, thanks for having me. Well, yeah, as you said, the first topic I wanted to go over was setting boundaries.
I'm going to catch you right there, because we're excited to have you on the show. But before we dive into your topics, Give the audience a little bit of context about how you got started. Why were you crazy enough 6 years ago to be like, I think real estate is for me?
No, I already know the answer to that, because she's in title 5 years before that. So it's more like, let's go back 11 years. Why did you get into title?
Okay. That's a fair point.
Okay. So... here I am in my sixth year of real estate, but prior to selling, I worked for a title company for 5 years, and I actually never went to college. So you're probably wondering, like, how did that even happen? How did that transition happen from, into the title business? So right out of high school, I actually went to massage therapy school, and I did that for about 4 to 5 years. And I was also hostessing at a restaurant part-time on the weekends. And the owner of the restaurant also owned the title company. And I was kind of 1 foot out the door at that point with the massage career. I didn't really see it lasting very much longer. And so he offered me a position at the title company as an admin assistant. And so I took the job, and I was at the front desk. I learned everything there is to know about title insurance. I'm sure most realtors don't even know what the heck title insurance is. So that was really helpful to learn all of that. And then moved into the commercial closing department and didn't like the commercial side of real estate. So then moved into residential title, where I was sitting at the closing table with buyers and sellers going through all the paperwork, and was able to shake their hands and say, congratulations, you own a home. And I also was dispersing the checks to the realtor. So I was looking at these checks and was like, oh, it's pretty nice. I think I could do this, and I want to be more involved in this transaction, not just at the closing table. So that's where that all started. And February of 2017, I took my license, got my license. And April of 17 is when I took that leap of faith, fully left the title company and joined Keller Williams.
I love it. I know Andrew's going to have something to say, but I think the thing that stuck out, and take it, I guess, for what it is, you never went to college. You just went and pursued a career. I think now we live in such a world where that is possible. So I have kids, and I'm thinking if they want to go to college, great. If they don't want to go to college, even better, which means I have a whole lot less tuition to pay, right? But I think real estate as a career, I know you had something before that transitioned you into real estate. Real estate is like one of those careers where, unfortunately or fortunately, depends how you look at it, such a low barrier to entry, but you can literally create generational wealth, not just get rich, but like create legitimate generational wealth that can be passed down. and nobody's asking you, what degree do you have? Which school did you go to? Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody's really, at least correct me guys if I'm wrong, I'll open up to the group, but nobody's asking you what school you went to after like your first or your second job anyways. They're talking about experience.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So since we're in a topic of experience, what did your first year in real estate really look like? How did you do one deal? Did you do five deals? Because you took a leap of faith. You know, some people probably call you crazy for it. Yes, you had the 5 years of experience and title, which gave you maybe a little bit of a edge. Mm-hmm. But was it all rainbows, you know, and pots of gold at the end of it, or did you struggle a little bit?
I also think we can all relate with seeing the commission check and going, I kind of like the look of that. I think I'm going to have a go. Like, I think that's why everyone got into it originally. Like, the amount of people that have been on the show or we're just in our network that are like, don't really care about real estate that much, but I like the checks.
The sky is the limit. And I was reaching a peak at the, or a cap really at the title company where I literally could not make any more money, even if I tried. So my first year of real estate, I actually, because I started in April, I kind of had a first half year. So that looked like selling 12 homes in that 6 month period.
In your first year, you did 12 sides.
Yeah.
That's actually really good. That's really good. That's two a month.
I had this like stirring in my soul to literally jump off a cliff and start flying, you know, into real estate.
So let's unpack that a little bit, because most people listening to this are going to be like, I've been in the business for 6 months. I haven't closed dick. Where do I start? What do I do? Why is that happening? You know, or they may have a really bombing start and then it may be a little bit slow and they're like, what am I doing wrong? So what did you do? Like, what was the mechanics? You were like, did you just like jump right into it and start working your sphere or?
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of agents start off not realizing how much work needs to be put into your business.
100%.
And it is consistent, you know, even 6 years in, I'm still doing my lead generation. But what I did is, you know, the second I got licensed, even before I signed on with Keller Williams, I called everybody and I said, I literally went through my contacts and I called everybody and said, I'm so excited to share this new journey with you. I'm going to be a real estate agent. I would love to help you, keep me in mind. So that was even before I started. And then because of that, my first quote unquote, like start date at Keller Williams, I went out and showed houses and literally wrote an offer that first day, April 1st. And we
got
an acceptance.
That is impressive. I love that. That's crazy.
And I walked into the market center on a Saturday and I didn't even have my like offer to purchase like documents set up on zip forms, you know, all that. And I'm like, can anybody help me? Like, I just was like, looking for an agent to help. And I wasn't afraid to ask for help. I think that was it too. I was set up with an amazing mentor that guided me through a lot.
Can you imagine like how many people that probably aggravated that you were just like, yeah, I'm done it. And they're like, what? I've closed my first deal. And they're like, you only started today. And you went, yeah, I've just closed them. And they're like, what the fuck? Like, how?
You know, you treated this basically like professional athletes. I think that's the best example because I don't really know about sports. The audience knows I don't know about the sports, but I think everybody can relate with this scenario. Were you really your practice was before you got licensed, you AKA you called those people. So when it came time for game time, AKA you got licensed, you walked into that office, that marketplace, you were like, I'm playing the game because I prepared for the last month or two, right? Because you said from February till April, you had 2 months. So when you called those people, Did you just go down your list? Did you have some kind of a method to it? Or you were like, oh, I got 1,000 contacts to cough through. Let's just get to it a few at a time, few in a day, and you just made your way through it.
I literally just did that. I was going through my phone contacts, every single person, even if I was like, oh, I haven't talked to this person in like 5 years. Oh, whatever, screw it. Like, I don't care. I was that, like, because the pain of knowing or seeing that specific person working with somebody else like that next week, I would have rather had that little uncomfortable feeling during that phone call versus seeing them work with somebody else.
Hey, I just wanted to jump in here and let you know, if you would like access to over 26 of the top agents in the country to help you scale your business, then head over to eliteagentsecrets.com/partner, or you can just click the link in the description below. Now back to the show.
Yeah, and see, I think that's one of the things that not a lot of agents struggle with this, including myself. Not new, but we've been around the block now. But one of the things I've never done is go through my however many contacts I have, let them know that I'm an agent, right? Because they're in a totally different geo area. Mm-hmm. So I was like, what's the point? Nobody's moving down here. And I think that's one of the things that I have to prioritize over the next few weeks, even just sending out a message to people from high school, right? Everybody's always moving. There's people from college. Everybody's moving. So mm-hmm. I like that. For the people that you haven't spoke to in a while, did you have a specific script or something you said? Or did you care about whether they hung up on you or remembered you? Because there's some people that don't remember me in my phone book, for sure. I don't even remember some of these people in my phone book.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I obviously transitioned it into, hey, by the way, here's a life update for you. I wasn't like, hey, I'm a realtor now. I was like, hey, how's it going? Like, how's the family? How's your job? You know, whatever. And I was like, I'm sure you're wondering why I'm calling you. Because it's like, okay, Allison, get to the point kind of thing.
Address the elephant in the room.
Yeah, exactly.
Otherwise you're inauthentic, right?
Yeah, right. So that's what those phone calls looked like. And it ended up being amazing. And I would then get their address and I would say, can I add you to my database? And then it just
kind of snowballed.
Spiraled from there.
Give us a quick rundown, because I know we jumped in just because you said you did 12 in 6 months. I thought it was worth unpacking that. But take us then on year two, year three, or your full first year technically, but year two, year three, year four, year five, and then obviously year six.
Okay. So I might have to pull my spreadsheet up here, but I'll just go by memory. So full year one was 24 deals.
Okay.
Full year two was 32. Okay. Full year three was 40. And then four was 48 and five was 45.
Right. Which
it's
obviously
steady growth.
Yeah. And then everyone listening be like, oh, well, you dropped three, but you've actually been switching focus, which mm-hmm. it was something we just spoke about briefly in the pre-show. And we're definitely going to unpack, because we know that the audience are going to want to hear it, because you're now focusing on going up market. So you want to do less deals, higher price point, which is definitely something a lot of people are interested in doing. I'm not sure how extreme you're going to take this, but we'll unpack it. But before that, we will dive into your first topic, which is a good one, because this is something that we've talked about a lot on the show, and it's something that I think every agent struggles with, and it's something that most haven't cracked the code, which is setting boundaries. So unpack why that is your first secret to success.
Well, this all started in 2020 when I had my busiest year of 48 transactions by myself. I came to a breaking point. I was having like panic attacks, and kind of got to the point where I took a step back and asked myself, when was the last day I actually took a day off and didn't work at all, like didn't look at my email. And I couldn't even answer that question because I couldn't remember when I took that day off. So that was a huge aha for me. And so in 2020, I put in a boundary of taking Sundays off. So that's super important to me because I'm a Christian. I go to church. I consider that as my Sabbath. And that's also a whole other thing that I'm passionate about is the difference between a day off and Sabbath, because it's a true day of rest. But that is something that I put into action in 2020, and it's been incredible. And then also just the...
Do you wish you've done that sooner?
Oh, yeah. Yes. And that's why, you know, I hope a lot of new agents listen to this podcast, because it's, you know, yes, you have to grind and work and get business going as you're starting out. However, you can still get into a habit of maybe taking a half day off, you know, at least something. Like, I don't know if there's any other career that literally works 7 days a week, you know, 12 hours a day.
and the most inconvenient hours as well. It's always like the 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. hours when everyone else has stopped working. It's like, it's not only that you work 7 days a week, you also work the worst hours in the week as well.
7 days a week. 24/7, 365, mornings, days, afternoons, it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah. And that's where the setting boundaries comes in, because it's your choice. It's your decision if you want to work that much or not. And, you know, we are our own business owners. We are the boss. So it's, we can tell our clients and set that expectation. Hey, if you text me or call me after 8 p.m., I'll respond the next day. Because let's be honest, nothing is going to be that urgent, or like nothing is going to get accomplished after 8 p.m. And so, you know, the title company's not open, your lender isn't working. Maybe some lenders might be working, but... You know, so I think you get the point, but it's up to you. And that's when I really got intentional about putting into my, you know, my signature block and my email. I have my hours of operation during every consultation, whether it be listing or buyer. I set that expectation of, say, I work Monday through Saturday. I am off Sundays. If you do need showing help, I have people available to help you if anything were to come up.
Yeah.
I have lost one person the past 2 years. It was a listing because she wanted me to be working all weekend long. And that's okay, because I may not have wanted to work with that person anyways, because that shows she may not have respected or honored me.
I 100% agree, by the way, like 1,000%. Like when people like, oh, you know, this client, like, oh, I lost them. And I'm like, but did you really? Because like, if they've done that, what do you think they would have been like as a client? And like, then it's like a reframe, because I'm 100% with you on this. I can almost guarantee, I don't know this one, I bet she would have been a shit client too. That would be my assumption. She would have been that person that's calling you up. Like, if you can't take Sunday off, she's definitely the person that's going to be calling you at 10 p.m. wondering what the fuck you're doing. Like, she just is, or they are, whoever it was. I agree.
Yeah. 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 So what's amazing about this is taking the time to take care of yourself and to fuel your energy so that you in turn can serve your clients to the best of your, you know, capability. So it's actually the opposite of, like, you know, the churning and burning and grinding and like boss bitch, you know, attitude. And it's like, well, no, actually I can make more money if I focus intentionally about who my clientele is, who I'm serving, what price point I'm serving, and I can have more time for me and my family.
I love that.
And it's like the total opposite of what everybody thinks.
Totally agree. You're like, the thing is you're, when you're talking about this, it's like very candid, but like, these are some of the things that like I share on, you know, the YouTube channel as well that I've got, where it's like, these are some of the things that are really, people just completely miss. And it's like, you just mentioned, I know who I serve, how I serve them, what houses that I sell to these people. Like, these are like core fundamentals of building a brand. It's like, who do I serve very specifically? How do I serve them very specifically? And what do I sell to those people very specifically? Because then you become the expert in that knowledge, that area, of that graph, which is also how you differentiate yourself in your market. Because I mean, an example would be like, I sell, this is an example, it's like, I sell penthouses to business execs, is far more nuanced and niche than someone goes, I sell anything to anyone. Because you can guarantee that business exec who wants a penthouse ain't going to that person. You know what I mean? And it's like, these are like really very important things that I think are often missed by the mass majority. You know, was it, well, the 87% who fail, they miss all of this stuff. Because it's like, no, you think you're losing out on the market by not serving anyone, but actually what you're doing is tailoring what you're saying to a very specific person. Therefore, you resonate more with that person. Thanks for listening to this episode. If you would like one-on-one access to over 26 of the top agents in the country to help you scale your business, then head over to eliteagentsecrets.com/partner, or you can just click the link in the description below.